Hey guys, I apologize for the crappy quality audio. This is not a podcast. This is just me reading the blog with lawnmowers outside and my washing machine and my dishwasher going as I record into my phone. But I asked you guys if you would like the opportunity to listen to these blogs in addition to being able to read them, and many of you said yes. So I don't know how it will turn out, where I'll be posting them, or if I'll just be doing like this one with a link on the blog. Don't know yet, but starting out just really simple and easy, giving you this option. So forgive the crappy audio quality. And as I wrote the blog, I was a bit emotional. I've pulled myself together, but I'm sure that as I go through this and read it to you, I'll get emotional again. But I started the blog by saying that I was crying as I wrote it, tears of gratitude and disbelief and pure joy, which totally is the fault of my Master's Club clients, because they have been sending me video messages all morning long because it is both my 34th birthday and Primal Potential's third anniversary. And there I go, just saying that makes me emotional. One thing about me that many of you know, some of you may not, I am not a risk taker. I am a certainty and security kind of girl, not in any way a ride or die girl. I want to know where we're going, and I'll probably be gripping the door handle and suggesting we slow down the whole way. That is my personality. Given that I am not a risk taker at all, it was nothing short of divine inspiration and probably temporary insanity that I left my job on the idea of being a blogger. And it wasn't me who made Primal Potential possible. It was every single one of you. Every one of you that has listened to the podcast, every one of you that has emailed asking for support, and especially every single one of you who has trusted me and invited me into your lives, whether that's through the Fat Loss Fast Track or Breaking Barriers or Ascend, Carb Strategies, one-on-one coaching, my Master's Club clients. Thank you. I mean, that it seems so insufficient, but thank you. My morning, like I said, has been full of video messages from my Master's Club, and I've told them, and I hope they feel my sincerity, because I imagine that many of them will read this or listen to this, that they are the biggest gift that I could have ever asked for today and really any day. My 33rd year, as many of you know, was a rough one, a great one in a lot of ways, and a very, very hard one in a lot of ways, with health challenges and personal challenges and big moves, major changes in my life. And I was just sitting here, wanted to put together kind of a few lessons that I am taking from year 33 into year 34. Number one, the New England Patriots are the best damn football team in the whole world. This past Super Bowl was one of the most memorable sports events, maybe one of the most memorable events of my whole life. So yes, I am proudly starting with a football statement, and I am happy about it. If you didn't watch that game, you need to. The next thing that kind of jumps out at me is the need to really, for all of us, defy our comfort zones. Take a good hard look at where you've been complacent, where you've settled for what's easy or comfortable, and shake that shit up now, like today. Do something, anything, to break out of your comfort zone today, and then do it again tomorrow. If you have an idea, take action on it, because wishes are completely worthless. Live your truth. And be completely authentic. When you are truly yourself, good, bad, indifferent, the world will naturally filter the right people in and the wrong people out. And that's the way it should be. Keep pushing. Life is too full of possibility to settle for less than you're capable of. Know what you want and go after it unapologetically. Have more fun, be more confident, and don't consent to live small. Stop worrying about what people think of you. Do what is best and right for you. If someone isn't proud to have you in their life just as you are, do not change to conform to their preferences. And lastly, never pass up an opportunity to express gratitude, even when it's uncomfortable. And on that note, just because this is kind of on my mind, it would be easier to omit this than it is to add this for many reasons, but it's on my heart today, so I want to share it because it's real and because it really matters to me on Primal's anniversary. Though my ex-husband will certainly never read this or hear about this, he deserves a lot of the credit for Primal Potential. That's just the God's honest truth. When I told him that I wanted to leave my stable, reliable job and its healthy paycheck, he could have said, no, it's not a good idea. No, we can't afford it. He could have discouraged me and second-guessed and asked a million questions, but he didn't. He knew that I would be starting from scratch as a first-time business owner with nothing more than a personal passion. I mean, yes, educational background and experience and whatnot, but he said, go for it. And no matter what else happened after that, I cannot deny that he had a role in Primal Potential going from a hope to reality. But enough of that serious stuff. I just wanted to kind of share some of my reflections on my birthday and Primal's anniversary. Some of you guys, when I shared these blogs on the podcast the other day, asked that I include my workouts and what I ate, so I will do that today. I went into the gym this morning and was immediately met with, happy birthday, Elizabeth. I apparently have my date of birth in the database, but that was just a really sweet surprise that they knew it was my birthday, and we even did birthday burpees in my honor, which I'm sure everyone appreciated. Not really. The workout was really tough. It started with a 2K row. So the whole workout was do it as quickly as possible, beginning with a 2,000 meter row, and then either 150 double unders or 300 single unders. I did single unders, so 300 single unders, and then 10 rounds of what is known as Cindy. One round of Cindy is 5 pull-ups, 10 push-ups, and 15 air squats. So it was 10 rounds of that. And then that was tough, like legit hard. After the workout, I came home and had steak and Brussels sprouts and got in a few more hours of work before heading out to hike at Blue Hills Reservation. And then after the hike, hello, after a birthday hike, what's a better thing to do than get birthday ice cream? So I had read about a new-to-me ice cream place that was voted the best of Boston. Why not go on my birthday to try it out? So I am recording this before I get the ice cream, so I'll have to update you guys with what I got and if it was worth it. And then for dinner tonight, I'm planning one of my favorite things, which is charcuterie. So I'm just planning to get some really great meats and cheeses, maybe some nuts, maybe a little bit of fruit. That is my idea of a really great meal. So that is my plan. But thank you guys so much for all of your support for making Primal possible. It exists for you. It exists because of you, and it wouldn't be here without you. So thank you from the bottom of my heart, sincerely. Thank you for trusting me, for inviting me into your lives in whatever way that you have, and for all of your support. And here's to many more great years together. Take care.